Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello there, and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul, and friends are all here to celebrate the best news ever delivered. I'm Tori Taff, here with Bill Gaither himself, and a great cast of characters. We're ready to get things started.
And all of my guests today are in A1 musical shape. Booth Brothers, Jeff and Sherry Easter, Three Bridges, they're all three here.
Oh, good.
We were in Fairmount, Indiana, in an old Wesleyan tabernacle, Bill.
Yeah, I can remember it just 10 miles from where I go to sleep every night for 50 years.
Yeah.
Usually on the stage. Here's Lardell Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Go to the Rock.
Well, tell me, where do I go when there's no one else to turn to? Who do I talk to when no one else will listen? Who do I lead on when there's no foundation to stay?
Where do you go?
I go to the Rock.
Come on.
Disabled, I go to the Rock.
Larnell, and my public service announcement today is this is International Red Cross Appreciation Day.
Oh, we love the Red Cross.
Yeah, we do.
There are thousands of volunteers around the world who respond in times of disaster by reaching out to people in immediate danger. To these first responders, we send our love and appreciation for their efforts and thank them for being the angels of mercy in times of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They are the greatest. Here's the Booth Brothers, Down by the River.
Bouncing off the bottom, Lord, drowning in despair. Used to think there was no satisfaction anywhere. Now I'm walking every day, a big smile on my face. Everybody's asking me where I found this state of grace. Say, where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on my knees and pray. Gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not a shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Everyone around the world, no matter who they be, men and women, boys and girls, sinners just like me,
Rich, poor, and hypocrite all benefit the same. Make the trip, take the dip. Brother, you'll be glad you came. Say, where you been?
Down on by the river.
Are you going again?
Down on by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down on by the river.
Get on your knees and pray. You're gonna talk it out.
Down on by the river.
What it's all about.
Down on by the river.
Not a shadow of a doubt.
Down on by the river.
Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Either way, don't think that you're above nobody else. There's all kinds of right or wrong we're all gonna do. Keep in mind there comes a time when it will be asking you. Say, where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on your knees and pray. Gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not a shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Tell me where you been.
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on your knees and pray. Gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not one shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not a shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Thank you, Lord.
I'm not ready.
Well, a very encouraging award this week from the Wiki Webster Word Writers, meeting for their word and weather wrap up.
We love it.
At Warren and Wanda's Whatnot in Washington, Wyoming.
Wiki Webster.
They gave the word of the day their very prestigious Whiz Bang Award.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, they did. They said the they may seem a bit gone, but their words are right on.
Oh, of course we are.
So here it is, the word of the day, andragogy. Andragogy is the word of the day. Somebody surely has that.
I think possibly it could be over here.
I direct your attention this way.
Yes.
Pay no attention to the man in the booth. Look at me.
Got it.
Andragogy, is that what you said?
That's what it is.
Yeah,
let me give you a little bit of history here.
Please.
Andragogy was the ninth of eight children born to... Born to Joji Goji. And, of course, we all know the great galloping Gojis, the circus star performers of the last century. They traveled around the world. They juggled fire while riding Shetland ponies.
Oh, boy.
At a very low rate of speed. They thrilled literally tens of people. And till young Andrew Goji fell off a stubborn Shetland and set the tent on fire.
Oh, no.
The ringmaster went up in smoke along with their careers. Andrew Goji. Therefore left show business. Set up a little shop in Kentucky, painting stripes on horses, marking them up, calling them zebras.
Well, you were not even in the ballpark with that one. What it means is techniques for teaching adults. So, you know.
It's a deodorant.
There's that. Jeez.
I defer.
Jeff and Sherry, get us out of here. Standing here wondering. Listen.
The road lies in darkness. Lights burn low. Where will it lead us? And it wounds me so. wondering which way to go.
Are we honored today for the first time ever on Homecoming Radio? We have a very special guest and a very special friend of mine, Ken Davis. Ken, good to have you.
Welcome.
I'm Androgy. Glad to be here. It's a Greek word. It means glad to be here.
it's good to have you. Have you ever met the Three Bridges?
I have not.
Yeah, well, there two of them were in yesterday. Yeah, but they come and go.
And one is too big for his bridges. So here they are.
Happened to me that was good. God did it.
Oh yes, he did.
Oh, everything that happened to me that was good. God did it.
I know he did. He picked me up. Turn me around, place my feet on solid ground.
Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it.
Yes, he did. I know he did.
Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it.
Oh, yes, he did. See, once I was lost out in the world of sin. Jesus came and he took me in.
Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it.
Yes, he did. I know he did.
Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it.
Oh, my God did it.
Oh, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it.
Oh, my God did it. See, I was sick, they thought I couldn't get well, but Jesus healed my body, and now
did it.
Turned me around.
God did it.
He placed my feet
God did
on
it.
Solid
oh,
ground.
Oh, yes, he did.
When I was lost
God did it.
In a world of sin.
God did it.
My Jesus
God
came.
God did it.
You know it, you
oh,
know
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, God I was
did it.
Thought I couldn't
God
get well.
It.
He healed
God
my body.
It.
And now
oh,
I'm
yes,
oh,
he did.
Oh,
God did it. Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, who did it?
God did it.
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 Everything that happened to me that was good,
God did it.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it.
God did it. Who did it? God did it. Who did it? God did it.
The Three Bridges on this special smile edition of Homecoming Radio.
Here's a Jesus principle. A person's greatest emotional need is to feel appreciated. Mm-hmm. That's right. I thank God every time I remember you.
Hi, this is Kim Hopper with the Hoppers. Thanks for listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Dr. David Jeremiah is the founder of Turning Point Ministries. He serves as the senior pastor of Shadow Mountain Community Church in San Diego, California, where he resides with his wife, Donna. They have 4 grown children and 12 grandchildren. I know that you and Donna probably have some of the same struggles that Gloria and I have, and a lot of our struggles, and I just got to be honest about it, in the past, have been on 2 topics. One, how we're raising the kids. You may not have that problem. But the priority business is we've probably had more heated discussions, as Jeff Easter said when they said, do you and Sherry argue? He said, no, we just have intense moments of fellowship from time to time. And some of our most intense moments of fellowship have come when I did say yes to something, and Gloria and I got there, and she would say, why did you say yes to this? You know, we could be at home with the kids doing something else. That never stops. That is tough.
No, it doesn't. No. And, you know, when I was in Indiana back in those years when we were together in the same state, I was building a church, the Black Hawk Baptist Church.
Yes.
It started with 7 families, and I was out every night visiting and all that. And we had 2 little children at home. And I would come home after dinner, and Donna would say, honey, are you going to be gone again tonight? Uh-huh. And I'd give her this little spiritual answer. Hey, I'm the gross national product here. If I don't do this, nobody else is going to do it. And this is what God's called me to do. That went on, and I saw the sadness in her face. One day she got me. She said, we need to talk. Went and sat in the kitchen, and she said, David, I feel like when I ask you about what you're doing with your time, I'm arguing with God, and I'm not going to do it anymore. You're the priest of this family. You're not a pastor first. You're a father first. And so I'm just going to turn this over to you and God. You need to resolve this. I'm never going to ask you about it again. And it broke my heart. And I'll tell you the truth, it was one of the main things in my life. I never missed the key things. When my kids were playing football on the East Coast, I went every week, sometimes getting home at 3 o'clock in the morning. I never regretted, and I owe it to Donna for making me realize, and I came up with these little priorities. I'm a person, I have a relationship with God. I'm a partner, I have a relationship with my wife.
Absolutely.
I'm a parent, I have a relationship with my kids. Then I'm a pastor. And I stood up in my church one day, Bill, and I said, I hate to tell you guys this, you're number 4.
On the priority list.
And I said, but if I don't do 1, 2, and 3 right, I got nothing to give you. You better pray that I stay in that priority list.
So what you say yes to, and we're talking to the folks who are listening, and what you say no to, it's a very important thing.
Nothing about yesterday was easy. The sun came up, the sun went down. Everything in the middle was a merry-go-round. Felt like I was going crazy. Starting in first, coming in last. Running in circles, going nowhere fast. Life can hit you without warning. But there are mercies waiting every morning when the skies open wide. Find me taking a step, breathing in deep, setting my sights wherever he leads.
when the skies open wide and blessings pour from the windows of heaven high. Can't help but say God is good, and today is a good day. When the skies open wide, blessings pour from the windows of heaven high. Can't help but say God is
Here's a promise you can hold on to. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. James 1:5.
Well, the emails we've received from our friends are encouraging notes like this. Please don't stop doing what you do. You're my haven in a very messed up world. You minister to my life and I love you for it. That's from Brenda.
Guys and Tori, thanks for the joy and laughter you bring to gospel music. I appreciate the fun, the good time you all seem to be having. Thank you a million times over for the encouragement and hope that comes with the music. Lambzilla.
This one comes from Andrea. She said, I was just sitting here sewing and listening to your wonderful music. I absolutely adore what you do and the joy that comes with the music. Your show lifts me higher. I thank you for your faithfulness.
I listen in my car and at home. But most importantly, I listen when I work out at the gym. Whew, I'm 75. So I get to do a lot of listening while I get through my workout.
Just a kiss.
Thanks for the energy and distraction you provide. I not only need it, but love your music, Charles.
That's great.
God sure did give you some great songs to play. You lighten up my day with the Booth Brothers and Greater Vision. I'm handicapped, but I can still drive, and you people are with me wherever I go. I love it. That's from Carolyn.
Just discovered your show today. Great stuff. Hear you on our country station in Montana. You honor the Lord in your music, and I love that. Blessings, David. Hey, we love your emails, homecomingradio.com. That's mm-hmm. the way you can get in touch with us. My good friend Chris Tomlin wrote this wonderful praise and worship songs. People often ask, what do you think about them? Well, you know, I love some of them. Some of them I'm not so crazy about. This one is a very, very special song, Jesus Messiah. Listen.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah.
Name above.
Jesus Messiah, the vocal band. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the program today. It's been a joy for us to present it to you, Phil.
And if your internet is part of the week, take a moment, homecomingradio.com, where you can hear more of us online.
You can get the latest dates and places for our live concerts. Also, you can download our free Homecoming Radio iPhone app. And you'll also find the latest on Gaither videos.
You'll love spending some time with us over on that Facebook page. And you can go to homecomingradio.com and leave us a note.
That's the way to do it. 31 terrific homecoming radio stations in the state of Louisiana.
W.
Yeah, that's right. WFLO, WZXX, WBNM, and KNCB. We say salute.
Bill, I got another text from Gloria reminding you the Gaither Uphill Steeplechase Run begins tonight, and you're the lead-off runner. And don't forget to bring your Gold Bond powder.
And don't forget, if you don't go, you can't come back. That is
that's it. Well, today you've heard only the best of the best in gospel music. And you know, oftentimes we're asked where you can find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you're going to find this and much more there. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all of your favorite homecoming friends are going to stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.